Here at 836 Central, we're pleased to welcome in the ladies joining us from Heritage Local Company, Paula and Mesa, joining us here today on KODY. Ladies, welcome. It's good to see you in the studio.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Thanks for having us.
Now, Paula, tell us exactly what is Heritage Local Company?
Heritage Local Co. is an online farmers market is the easiest way to think about it. We're a farmers market that is housed on the web.
Okay. So
we have different vendors like a normal farmers market, and customers can just go online and order their things Sunday through Tuesday. And then on Thursday, they just pick them up. They stay in their vehicle. They just drive through, and we put them in the back for them.
Oh, wow. It doesn't get much more convenient
than
that.
Yes,
no.
It's very convenient.
Yes.
Awesome. So what was the inspiration behind launching this?
COVID was the inspiration for launching this. My family has been doing beef for like 20 years, mm-hmm. and we do it quarterly, and it's, you know, not a big deal. We just do a quarter at a time, quarter mm-hmm. of the year at
sure.
a time. And in March of 2020, I put it out that we were starting to sell our beef. Mm-hmm. And when I woke up the next morning, we were sold out for three different
oh, wow.
sessions. And by that night, we were sold out for an entire year. And so I took
wow.
down my website and everything. And I looked around at people. We had more people calling us and things like that. And, you know, we live in an area that's pretty food stable. You know, you don't worry about not having food. And the people in our area were really worried.
Mm.
And we were already doing pastured eggs, so we had a weekly kind of route with that. I'm
mm-hmm.
like, why don't I just, I naively thought, why don't I just ask around to the best producers that I know, bring them on and see if they want to participate in this. So the we set up the website to do that. And in July, we had our first little drive-through market out of a couple vehicles on a super hot July day. And we learned a lot of stuff in the next 6 weeks of how to make it go faster because we kind of exploded. And we haven't looked back.
Awesome. And Mesa, you've been involved yes. here as the market manager expanding into the North Platte community as well with this, right?
Yes, that's correct. Paula and I connected through a relative of a relative. And we met and just really hit it off,
mm-hmm.
and it truly was meant to be. I'm already very passionate about local food and choosing that direction for my own family.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thrilled to be able to kind of head that up here in the North Platte community.
That's awesome. So
yeah.
Kind of just getting started in the North Platte community, right?
Yes. Yeah, so we've just been going about 6 weeks,
cool.
and today will be our last market, with the exception of we will be having a stock up market on November 17th.
Okay.
So yeah, the community will want to keep their eye open for, we'll put out an alert, or for lack of a better
some
word,
sort of notification.
Yeah, notification
yeah.
through social media that the ordering is open,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll go online and stock your freezers full of protein. We have a lot of meat options.
Oh, cool.
And produce as well.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and so we are a pre-order.
Okay.
So you don't just show up on Thursday and choose items. You have to pre-order online.
Sure. Sure. And tell us about some of the items that you ladies have, too.
Ooh, that's the fun one. Just in the protein category, we have the best beef around.
Okay.
And you can get that in bulk, or you can do a la carte. You can
oh.
just buy a ribeye if you want to buy a ribeye or a roast. We have that option. We have open-air pork. We have pastured chicken, some beautiful lamb. We have shrimp out of the Saltwater Hills, out of
wow.
McCook. Oh, and it's fresh shrimp.
Yeah.
It's so, so
I've
good.
Heard about this place in McCook,
oh,
too.
It
it's
is
awesome.
So good. And then we have a couple different kinds of eggs, because we like to give people options.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has their own little idea of what the best food is there for their family. So we like to give people a few options, but not 25.
Mm-hmm.
We do the legwork with our vendors to make sure that they really are the best around in what they do, so people can order online without seeing the product and know they're going to get a great product.
Awesome. Awesome. So if folks want to learn more and by chance do some ordering down the road or receive some of those notifications, how can they do so?
Yeah, so they can follow us on social media, Heritage Local Co North Platte and make sure that they're following the North Platte location if they're front, if that's where they're looking to shop from. And we also do a newsletter. Cool. So, you won't miss order opening. And, that's your best way of finding us.
And, Paula, we were talking off the air, too. This is going to be Nebraska products that are more than likely most of the time going to be coming from our region.
Absolutely. We're not a food co-op. We're not bringing food from a long distance. We really want to find this food within 100 miles of where you live because from a farmer's standpoint and from, like, I live by McCook, mm-hmm. From an economic driver, local food is a huge economic driver mm-hmm. because the research that I've done is that if you buy $100 worth of food from from a national chain store, as low as that $18 stays here. Mm-hmm. The rest leaves. Mm. If you buy from a locally owned grocery store, it's so much better. Yeah. And I recommend people do that. It's $43 out of $100.
Wow.
But if you buy directly from the producer, which is what you're doing through this this farmer's market, is not only does that $100 stay here, but because what's known as a local food multiplier, it was done by Colorado State University and the mm-hmm. USDA, that $100 becomes $163
wow.
in the local community. So every time you buy $100 worth of groceries, you're either injecting $18 to your local economy or $163.
Wow.
It's super powerful.
That's huge.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And we understand that you can't get everything local.
Sure.
We don't have pineapples, or oranges. But, every $50 or $100 that you can spend local, really, it helps families
yep.
stay in business. I like to say that it's not buying fancy new furniture for a corporate office. It's buying boots, books, and bananas for somebody's kids.
Well, and let's be honest, too. When there's fundraising opportunities, folks need some help getting some softball or baseball uniforms.
Yes.
There's somebody that's had disaster strike their farm, their family, whatever it might be. These local businesses are putting some of that money back into our community. Very large portion of that back in our
yes.
community, I might add.
Yeah, and I would add that local business, they're generous, good people.
Mm-hmm.
Just people that you want to trust with raising your food because
yep.
that they're doing a good job. One of the requirements we have of being a vendor, not only do we test all the products, and it's just so hard on us to have to like test out T-bone steaks and shrimp.
It's a sacrifice you ladies are willing to
yes.
make, right?
Yeah, we do it.
Gladly.
Yes. But we also have a policy that if somebody wants to tour your farm, you of course need to ask ahead of time.
Sure. Don't just show up.
But we have an open farm policy because we want people to really know that not only is this the best food around, but this was raised well.
Yeah. See the treatment of the livestock.
Yeah.
See that growing environment for the corn or whatever it might be.
Yeah, and meet their producer.
Absolutely.
This is high touch. Mm-hmm. It's a high touch interaction. You're going to start seeing, start learning about their family on our social media mm-hmm. and what practices
this is cool.
they use.
Awesome.
Yes.
I'm really inspired. I'm looking forward
yes.
to this now, ladies. This
Thank
is awesome.
You. Thank you.
Yes, I would say, too, the heart behind Heritage Local Co. is so authentic. And so I'm so excited about it. I think it's just going to be great for our community.
This is awesome. Congratulations on the expansion into North Platte. Anything else you guys like to add this morning?
Oh, that really put us on the spot.
I did.
No, we're just really excited to be here. When we launched, I could not believe the support we got.
That's awesome.
Through the chamber and through the launch, how many people showed up. So I'm totally feeling the love here. And Mace is going to do a great job.
Yeah.
She really is passionate about local food.
I can
Thank
tell.
You.
Yeah.
I really am. And I would like to add, too, one of our customers came through just last week, and he mentioned that he does a grocery shopping, and he did a price comparison with our big box store. And he was like, I was surprised to see that the comparison is really not that different. And
but the quality is.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
And he was like, so why wouldn't I buy it's local food. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah. Spend a couple of dollars, even a couple of cents local, you
yeah.
get better quality.
Yes.
Sometimes better quantity, too. and the benefits of local, like we talked about.
Yes.
Yes.
Mesa, give us the information again for folks that might want to participate and learn a little bit more, please.
Yes, you can go to our website, heritagelocal.co, and then that will bring you to, you'll either click McCook or North Platte. So if you're looking to shop in North Platte, you will click on North Platte. And also follow us on our social media outlets as well.
Awesome. Well, congratulations again, ladies. Very much appreciate the time. Encourage folks to check it out too, Heritage Local Co.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Look forward to seeing you in the studio again in the future.
Yes. Thank you.